all your favorite musics, all your favorite stations on the iHeartRadio app. Plus, I've been using it to listen to news coverage out of Houston. Just a little search on there, KTRH, our news talk. It's amazing to hear firsthand what's happening in Houston. It's all on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you for using it. If you're already using it this morning, and have us on. Thanks much. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us this morning. Talk about our teams. Graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, and wrote about patience over the weekend in his weekly Faith column, and I certainly appreciated that. And he's been very patient holding this morning. Hi, Terry.
I must have held 12 seconds. You're right.
It's all about patience. And speaking of patience, yes. Recent column you wrote, okay, it's Kizer. This is the guy a lot of you wanted. He's a rookie, so just be ready and be patient, right?
Right. As Hugh Jackson said yesterday, we have to be ready for the good, bad, or the whatever. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of the whatever, and it's probably not going to be pretty. And I just, you know, I wanted Osweiler to play, but he didn't give me any reason to say, gee, I hope they give him the job once he got in there.
Well, I agree, too. I thought that would be the direction to go with the veteran, Terry. But you're right. He did not do a thing to really inspire you at all. And I guess now, here's the thing, being patient. When you go with Kizer, who actually has been the best quarterback in this preseason, now you get into the games that count. And even if he struggles, at least you're not – I don't think you'll have veterans that are looking at the coach looking on the bench for anybody that's better.
I hope not. And I also hope the Kizer understands he really hasn't seen anything yet. I mean, think about this. When you're a rookie quarterback and you play in the preseason, I'm not even going to get into how the defense has suddenly become more complicated, but you don't even face a team that is actually prepared for you. Nobody prepares for the opposing quarterback in the preseason. How about this? Because you really don't play like a full game, nobody makes any halftime adjustments on you. So not only is the defense you're facing pretty bland and so on, it doesn't particularly change. And you're not also out there just facing four full quarters of NFL action. And that is, from people that I'd never obviously played in the league or whatever, when I talk to some people I have, it says it's just such a different speed of the game from the preseason to the regular season, because even if you're facing the first string, they're not playing full go like they will once September 10th comes.
I agree, Terry. It is a real challenge, and while I think that they've bolstered the offensive line and they should have the ability to run the ball a bit better with Crowell, there's still some real question marks about the receiving core. It's not like Deshaun is a Roethlisberger when he stepped into that Steeler team when he was a rookie.
And also, Pittsburgh just had their whole system and everything going. I mean, the Browns now have continuity because it's the same offensive coordinator for 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean,
yeah,
that's
you're
the
right.
Definition of continuity around here.
Yeah.
And that, like Joe Thomas would say, well, that's like progress. I'm going, oh, my goodness, think about that.
Man.
But it is true. Because they haven't had the same offensive coordinator for 2 years in a row now, until you go back to Brian Daboll.
Terry Pluto,
and that was Eric Mangini.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, with us over on the Indians front. Kluber last night, 6-2. They roll in New York against the Yankees.
And this pitching night after night, it's just been terrific to watch. I mean, this is so exciting because they've been doing it, you know, without Miller and without Brantley and some of the others. But Miller and Brantley are all-stars. And to see Corey Kluber, who, you know, he twisted an ankle a couple weeks ago. I always get nervous whenever anything happens to Kluber. He's durable, but, you know, this is Cleveland. You're afraid something's going to happen to one of your stars whenever they have a bit of an injury. And then you saw, I mean, my goodness, whether you were talking about Mike Clevenger the other night, too, that was so exciting for me to see him because he has a lot of talent. You know, Bauer has pitched well. That starting pitching, if they get Miller back, even if they don't have all of Brantley and that, if you go into the playoffs with those guys and Francona as your manager, that is a very, very that's a team because, like, you know, they could knock off Houston or whoever and get back to the World Series.
Absolutely. And boy, what we're seeing with Kluber, Terry, his consistency is just off the charts, isn't it?
Right, and they had all those stats on the ESPN broadcast about he throws the fewest pitches per inning, and you know, it just shows the value of control. And when they talk about this is the guy to emulate, that's what they tell the young pitchers. Talk to Kluber, watch what he does, do what he does, because he came up the hard way.
Right.
I mean, I wrote a long story a long time ago. When the Indians traded for him, listen to this, he wasn't ranked among the top 30 prospects with the San Diego Padres.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Great follow on Twitter as well. Check him out up online, Cleveland.com, in the Plain Dealer. Terry, thanks much.
Thanks, guys.
More football talk, I'm sure, today. Our Lady of the Wayside recognizes our friend Sam Artigliano as a Starlight
Humanitarian. Well deserved, yep.
Just can't wait for that. I get a chance to emcee that. Fred McLeod will be there. Today's a great day. The Wayside is really recognizing the three great sports teams that have been such great partners over the years, the Browns, Indians, Cavaliers. Our friend Curtis Danberg will be there representing the Indians, Fred McLeod with the Cavs, and we'll have people from the Browns as well. So that'll be at Our Lady of the Wayside luncheon today at Executive Caterers Landerhaven, if you're going to be there for that. Look forward to seeing you. Say hi, and we'll be honoring Sam Artigliano. Can't wait for that.